Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you guys have Apple Watches. I like my Apple Watch. In fact, I just said it, and then it brought up my exercise. How did it know that I was about to talk about my exercise and my steps on my Apple Watch? I've had 4,200 steps today, and I really haven't done much yet. I haven't worked out yet, which is good. I'm off to a good start. I like to have a goal of 10,000 steps a day, but studies have found that that really wasn't very scientific. In the last year, we've gone back and forth on how many steps. Some of you might not have an Apple Watch. You might have a pedometer. I think that's fine. Pedometers have been around for a while. I believe it started out in Japan. I think it was around the time of the Tokyo Olympics where they wanted to sell pedometers. So they came up with a random, you need to have 10,000 steps a day, and it started to be a fad, and people were like, oh, yeah, this is great, let's do this, this is what we feel like we're exercising. And all of a sudden, we have this random number of 10,000 steps a day. About 6 months ago, there was a study that looked at that going, it's random, we don't really have a lot of biological data that 10,000 steps a day will lower your risk of health, but we're going to go with it because we want you to move. And that's how I have always felt. Okay? If you need to set yourself a goal and you want to use steps as a reminder that you need to get up and move, I'm fine with that. If you're ready to go to bed and you've only done 9,000 steps and you're like, you know what, I'm going to walk back and forth in the room until I get my 10,000, I'm for that. As long as it doesn't, you know, rev you up and you can't sleep because I want you to be able to sleep. Well, now that 10,000 might be changing, and we're being told that 8,000 steps might be enough. And not every day, but one or two times a week. Now, I don't think anything is quote-unquote enough. I think we all have different risk factors. To me, the more exercise you get, the better. The more you can control your weight, the better. But I also get that you have individuals who are like, I can't work out at the gym. I won't stick with it, so I'm going to just do nothing. I like having alternatives. And I like that flexibility. So as far as I'm concerned, if you want to do the step thing to try to start increasing your activity, I'm okay with that. So now we have a study saying that if you have steps of 8,000 a day, you could cut your mortality risk by 15%. Now, this was a study of 3,000 middle-aged people. And what they did is they looked at an average of 8,000 steps a day between 3 and 7 days a week. And that slashed, I guess, death risk by 17%. Now, many studies have looked at goals of 10,000 or more. And the University of California, LA, UCLA, looked at data from 3,100 adults, average age of 50. They had taken part in the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey of 2005 to 2006. They wore an accelerometer, or what we would call a pedometer, or something that measures our steps. And they said their death certificates were examined 10 years later. Okay, that's not good, really? I thought more of them would be alive right now. Participants were put in groups according to how many days a week they did 8,000 or more steps. 0 days, 1 to 2 days, and 3 to 7 days. The higher the number of days participants did 8,000 steps, the lower the risk of all cause and cardiovascular mortality at 10 years. Participants who manage 8,000 steps or more 1 or 2 days during the week also had substantially lower all-cause cardiovascular risk. Reaching the benchmark of 8,000 steps had even a bigger impact for those who were 65 years or older. Seniors who did not reach the 8,000 steps on any days of the week, they said, had an all-cause mortality of 40%. Reaching that goal 1 to 2 days a week cut their risk by 20%. 3 to 7 days lowered it an additional 12. So the study is suggesting that for people who have trouble exercising, maybe have work commitments, maybe they have certain medical issues, if at least you could get 8,000 steps a day, it could still help, you know, give you longevity. And the study was published in JAMA Network Open. So Daily Mail says that the 10,000 number came from a marketing ploy by a Japanese company trying to sell pedometers during the 1964 Tokyo Olympic Games. You see, I was right. All right. At the time, they said there was an increased focus on fitness. The nation was hosting. They wanted to capitalize on the craze surrounding the games. And one campaign involved the marketing of Yamasa's pedometer called the Mampo Kai, which meant 10,000 steps meter in Japanese. And this was an arbitrary number, but it stuck, and in people's minds. Now, honestly, if you tell me 8,000 is the benchmark, I'm still going to go for 10,000. But the problem I have is my pedometer is now reading at 4,232. It says I've walked 2 miles. I haven't. I haven't walked 2 miles. I've moved my arm. I've moved around the studio, but not 2 miles worth. So I want you all to be very, very careful, because many of you are like, oh, well, wow, looks like I really put in the miles. If you don't recall walking it, and I mean true walking it, don't count it. So right now, I have to knock off 4,200 steps, probably 3,800. I don't think I'm going to count for my today's number, because I wasn't on my treadmill, I wasn't walking the dog, I wasn't outside. Now, your walking can also be more advantageous if you get more bang for your buck if you walk at a higher incline, if you walk at a higher speed. See, I like hiking. I think hiking is fantastic because you don't feel like you're exercising. You're out there in nature. You're getting some vitamin D and some fresh air, hopefully, and you're alternating your incline. And so, you know, if you live in an area where you can hike and you feel pretty safe and you're with others, yeah, that's a great way to get some steps. 1-877-DOLLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is interesting. Okay, we keep talking about a shortage of medical professionals, where we don't have enough doctors. And some of you have been confused because you've seen a lot of headlines. Apparently, the 2023 residency data from the National Board is out on how students did. And you're looking at, okay, there were thousands upon thousands of positions filled. If we have 43,000 positions out there, and we are then graduating 43,000 new doctors from residencies out into the community, why do we have a shortage? 43,000 a year is a lot. Well, it's interesting, and the numbers are interesting, and you have to look at everything in context. So first and foremost, okay, bravo to the students. You'll hear some schools will have quote-unquote 100% match rates even though some people have questioned why is that when a lot of students might not have matched and had to scramble. Just because a student has to scramble doesn't mean they weren't worthy or didn't deserve a residency. Sometimes where they wanted to go because of family constraints and geographical constraints, or where they wanted to go in terms of specialty, might not have worked when they ranked. And how basically this works is when you're a medical student, even though we call it the NFL draft of medical schools and osteopathic schools, it's a little different. Basically, when you're a student, you apply to residencies and you choose and rank the residencies on where you want to go and where you want to match. So if I want to be in Las Vegas, or I want to be in Reno, or I want to be in UCLA, I will rank my first, second, third choice. And it's a tough decision, because where you match is where you're going to be the next 3 to 7 years of your life, and you might later end up opening your practice there. And so for me, you know, when I matched in Vegas, even though I thought I would always be in SoCal, Vegas ended up being where I am, and here I am still today, years after residency, and I'm happy, and I'm glad, and I have a home here, and my kids are thriving, so I'm good. The residencies, though, rank you too. So the residencies, you know, we're talking about job interviews. These medical students have these job interviews, and they want that residency to accept them. Now, the residency is not going to take you if they think you're going to be there and then ship out of state, or they think you're not interested in that specialty. You're only there because, you know, you just, for other reasons. So they look and they see who's going to be a good mix, who's going to work hard, who's going to be an ideal resident, and then they rank you. Based on an algorithm, hopefully your top choice blends with their choices and you get in. All right, some people won't. If they ranked a hospital that might not have put them in their top three choices, and then they get their top three because those students did rank that higher, they're going to fail before that student gets to be considered for that hospital position or that residency position. So you have a lot of individuals who are fantastic students. Some of the strongest students scramble. Now me, I had enough choices where I didn't scramble. Luckily I got, you know, of my top five, I got in. But you have many individuals who are even smarter than me that just don't match. So then the schools have to help them place. Now, some of these students could be students who struggled. Some of them could be ones that just can't get anywhere. But you have others where they're fantastic. It's just they really wanted California. Didn't put other off. And you have to pay, by the way. I guess it costs per residency that you apply to. So they're like, all I want is California, so that's all I'm going to put. And then those filled, and now you have somebody who's really, you know, who could be a fantastic surgeon, but they can't find spots. So that's kind of how that works. So when the schools during match week help with the SOAP and scramble and get people in, usually these schools will get every student in where they need to be, hopefully, and then they could say they're at 100%, which is fantastic. A lot of work. Kudos to the schools that do that. Now, the total positions that were offered. Now, by residency position, so you can't go to medical school and then practice. In America, you don't graduate medical school or osteopathic school and are able to already work. You have to get a license. And in order to get a license, you had to have done a residency somewhere. So you, which is something I know a lot of people want to change. I don't think a lot of students are ready after medical school. If they change the way they do medical school, maybe they could already start being, you know, but many of them become interns, and even though they could still provide medical care and their physicians, they're still in training. They're still learning. And so there were 40,375 positions, 37,000 of which were for first years, and then there were a few thousand for second years. MDs had about 19,748 MDs applying, 7,400, I think, DOs applying. And so it would look like there was, these were submitting program choices and then the seniors who matched. Not all individuals that applied matched. And I know when you look at the numbers, it looks a little off, but they said of the registered applicants, there were actually more. We had more students applying than there were residency positions. So there were 4,800 applications, but there were only 40,000 positions. So that would imply that there might have been 8,000 people that didn't get jobs. And sometimes the math doesn't always work out that way. In fact, they said they had 2,600 unfilled positions, which means we have positions in hospitals that are open. We have almost 3,000 positions, according to this match result, and the match has been going on for, I believe, 70 years from the NRMP, that they said there are 2,600 positions still unfilled. So for somebody who wants to be a physician and somebody who wants to work, there are still opportunities. But we have a mismatch in that this, to me, still isn't enough. And when I see doctors leaving, and we are having tens of thousands of doctors leave the medical field each year, we're not keeping up. Now, somebody could say, well, where are these people going? If they're not going out there, where are they going? Well, it depends on what your definition is of going out there. If you are looking for a primary care doctor, 48,000 students, they're not all looking for primary care. Some of them want to be surgeons. Some of them want to be radiologists. And there are tons of specialties. Some are ER. Some are, when you look at the data, it's amazing how many now. I mean, there are so many more specialties. That there's preventative medicine. There's interventional radiology. There's neurodevelopmental disabilities. Now, many of these are also subspecialties. But if you're thinking that we're going to have primary care, an extra 40,000 new doctors of primary care, we don't. And I'm not going to break down all the numbers. There's a lot of them. But even though primary care went up and we had more of an enthusiasm of primary care and emergency medicine, it's still not the numbers that we need. So when somebody wants to become a doctor and they go through all that, they might want to go into surgery. Well, the average surgeon is not going to be your neighborhood family doc. They're going to be a surgeon. Now, we need surgeons. You know, we have to really be careful about this because a lot of these schools push primary care, primary care, primary care. I know a lot of cities that don't have enough surgeons. I remember at one point I was in a city where we had no cardiovascular surgeon on call for Pete's. That was a scary, scary weekend. And so we have a lot of these schools try to push primary care, and God bless them. I know we need primary care, but we don't have enough surgeons. We don't have enough ER docs. We don't have enough pediatricians. We don't have enough individuals that can provide care that needs more specialization. Neurologists, we're going to have a huge population of Alzheimer's and dementia. How many people are going into neurology? So we also have individuals that might be getting their degrees, but because of the way medicine has become, they leave the field sooner than they should. I never expected to close my practice 16 years after opening it. I thought I was going to have my practice till I was 80. But then came Obamacare. And boy, did that screw things up. So if we really want to fix our medical system, one is we need more residencies in these fields where we need more doctors. We also need a medical system where they'll thrive. But we're struggling. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, Save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. It could have been much worse. That's the word from Nashville Police Chief John Drake on yesterday's shooting that claimed the lives of 3 children, 3 adults, and a female shooter at a private elementary school. Drake says 28-year-old Audrey Hale left a manifesto.
It indicates that there was going to be shootings at multiple locations, and the school was one of them. There was actually a map of the school, detail and surveillance.
Drake says Hale was a former student of the Covenant School. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy wants President Biden at the bargaining table over raising the federal debt ceiling. A major GOP agenda is now law in Florida. School vouchers for any student anywhere, regardless of income. It's worth about $8,000 a year for every student in Florida. Opponents worry about the cost and how much money public schools will not receive. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So every time there's a school shooting, somebody asks, what about the shooter's degree of autism? And the autism and Asperger subject comes up time and time again. And this is something that medical professionals and family members and society need to be very, 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 very careful with. And headlines have been from the beginning circulating that Audrey Hale, the Nashville mass shooter, had high-functioning autism. And so it's nerve-wracking for those parents who have children with autism or individuals who are on the autism spectrum, because they don't want there to be a witch hunt and they don't want people profiling or assuming that they have those tendencies. And so I get that when they profile shooters and we hear about them and we hear that some of them had Asperger's or some of them might have had autism, that starts to raise flags. But as I've said before, Okay? If somebody is suicidal, homicidal, whether they have autism or not, whether they are male, female, cis, trans, we take it all seriously. And we have individuals who have, let's say, committed crimes, and many of them might have had similarities such as, oh, well, that person went to AA. But just because somebody went to AA doesn't mean, you know, a lot of people go to AA. It's because they had AA in their past. I'm not saying Audrey Hale did, but, you know, well, this person ate at Burger King. Well, they ate at Burger King, so you need to be very, very careful with what we use as a filter when you try to profile individuals. Somebody with autism could struggle socially. Somebody with autism could be picked on, could be bullied. But the average person with autism is not suicidal or homicidal. So you have to be very, very careful with that. And if you're going to screen people, I would say screen everybody. But, yes, it does come up as to, you know, could there be certain personality traits if somebody has, you know, is on the spectrum of that? Well, you know, somebody with autism has varying degrees of social abilities. Now, some people think that those individuals are phenomenal to be around because they don't give in to societal pressures. You know, if somebody looks stupid, they're going to say you look stupid. Have you guys been watching Ted Lasso? In the second season, they have I didn't know this about Dutch, and I don't know if they're making fun of the Dutch incorrectly or what, but there's a player that, you know, basically says something, and everybody thinks it's rude, and one of the players goes, no, he's not being rude, he's Dutch. Like, oh, okay. Meaning he's just saying it like it is. And so I guess throughout the second season, he says things like it is, and you think he's being rude to our American standards, but he's saying it like it is. I've noticed with family members of mine who have been autistic, they're very matter-of-fact. You know, so if you're wearing a dress and the skirt is too short, they're going to say your skirt's too short. Now, somebody, you know, who is very, very keen on societal pressures may say, oh, that dress is great, you know, but you might want to, when you sit down, put your jacket over, because someone with autism is not going to be wasting that time. They're going to say, your skirt is too short, and I can see your lily when you sit down. And so people will be like, okay, what's wrong with you? Many people with autism could get in trouble at work. I could see that your nipples through your dress. They're not being sexually harassing. They're just saying truth. I don't know if you know this, but whereas one of us would be saying, yeah, oh, you know, that dress is a little bit more revealing. You know, I don't know if you're cold or, you know, or we might not say anything. But somebody who's matter of fact, you know, actually that joke wasn't funny. I'm not laughing because that joke wasn't funny. How many of us have fake laughed? Somebody told a joke, you're like, that was funny. Okay, fake laugh. Someone with autism, you'll tell a joke that's not funny, they're not going to laugh. Because they're honest. Because they're smart. So when society is bending over backwards, doing all these, making all these accommodations to fit in, you might have somebody with autism going, no, yeah, I don't want to wear my hair like that. I don't want to do this. I don't want to. Why should I fit that norm? It doesn't mean they're homicidal. It doesn't mean they're suicidal. Now, psychologically, they could get beaten up because they aren't fitting in. They had years ago looked at those with autism or Asperger's who might struggle in sports and athletics with balance. So they might not get picked first on some sports teams. They might not excel in athletics. So they might have some trouble becoming popular in school. And school could be really, really rough for someone with autism. They could, you know, get ridiculed, et cetera, and then bullied. And then some of them could hold a grudge. But, you know, somebody with true autism would be like, these people are idiots. I'm not going to waste my time with them. Somebody decided to take it to that step, I wouldn't blame the autism. I would blame another. I would blame it, what really should be blamed, their mental illness. So now there's discussions of, well, was it the Christian upbringing she had? This was a girl who had Christian parents, and I don't like this when people, because, and mind you, this is what people do. Whenever there's a tragedy, they try to intellectualize and they try to, you know, figure out why this happened so they can hopefully, you know, prevent it happening again, but we got to be very careful how people progress with this. So now there's all this talk about, well, it was a Christian upbringing. Her parents wouldn't accept that she was gay and trans. She shot up a school. So this had to do with religion. Now, again, somebody who rejects religion, that sort of behavioral makeup or personality makeup doesn't make them a killer of kids. There was some mental illness involved. A lot of people reject religion. I get that. You know, I told my kids, I go, look, you don't have to practice the way I do. No two Jews worship the same. No two Catholics worship the same. No two Muslims. No two LDS. Because we all have an individual relationship with God. All I ask is, because I think God saved your life, and I think God is a part of your life, that when something good does happen, if you do believe in that, thank God. Don't just think it's all you, that you're Superman. But you be good. Whether you follow the Ten Commandments or you follow another moral compass, just be good. You don't have to memorize the Bible. You don't have to follow all the rules. Just be good, be respectful, and be respectful of other religions. When you're in Catholic school, pay attention in Mass. Just be respectful. And I didn't put any pressure on them to do one thing or another. When I fast on Yom Kippur, I don't make them fast. They do, because they want to. But I never force it. With Passover, when we do without leavened bread and multiple carbs, and we get pretty constipated, I leave it up to them if they want to. And if they have trouble making it, you know, kids usually, when they're young kids, you don't make them do it. You know, or if you have medical issues. But you know, when they got older, I'm like, you did good. That it's hard to do. Yeah, good for you. But we always had that flexibility because I know religion is tough. And for me, I just look at, I want people to be good and I want people to respect other religions and I want, you know, God to smile upon us. But in the way I believe, I don't think you have to follow all 613 laws in the Bible. But, you know, you should try and be a good person. But now there's a lot of discussions around, did religion cause her to do this? I don't think so, because in no religion is it okay to kill kids. But this was somebody who struggled, didn't have support, didn't feel like they had support, and sadly, it went this way. 1-877-DOCTOR-FELLY, don't go away.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. but there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I have not eaten at a Burger King in over a year. I think I've only had Burger King maybe twice in the last 5 years, one of which was because we're on a road trip. I just don't live near a Burger King, and I if I'm going to have a burger, I really like In-N-Out. In-N-Out tastes kind of yummy. And McDonald's. I like the way McDonald's. Burger King has good burgers. I kind of prefer the other taste. But I went to Burger King to have one of their Impossible Burgers that was supposed to be plant. So I wanted to tell you all what that tasted like. And it wasn't bad. But I just don't usually go to Burger King that much. And maybe another reason why I don't go to Burger King that much is there's not as many Burger King stores as there are McDonald's. And I think the number one franchise is Subway in terms of number of locations. Not in terms of popularity, but in terms of number of locations. because getting a Subway franchise is a lot easier than a McDonald's franchise, but McDonald's are everywhere. Well, Burger King is now going to be 26 stores lighter because they're closing 26 stores. They're going to lay off over 400 employees, and this is right now primarily in Michigan, and it's because they missed a deal with the Department of Labor. The store closures are going to start on March 17th, will continue through next month, affecting multiple stores in Detroit. All 26 Michigan locations are going to be closed by April 15th. In a letter to the State Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity, EYM King of Michigan, LLC, said they failed to reach an agreement with Burger King Corp. Now, Burger King has 2,500 employees. 29% of their staff have been concerned about layoffs, and they have they're concerned about how their future is going to be. But that's what happened. You guys might know more about this because I don't really follow franchises, but I do like to follow layoffs. We see Microsoft layoff, Disney. There's a lot of layoffs that have been in the news lately. But I guess on March 1, Burger King's parent company, Restaurant Brands, brought in new CEO Josh Kobza to replace Jose Sill. And they used to be the second largest burger chain. And the company had good results, but apparently they failed to reach an agreement which suggested that the locations reopen in different with different operators. And there's been a lot of store closings, and maybe because of COVID, etc. And so I'm not exactly sure what deal they had with the Labor Department. I don't think they were unionizing, but apparently they are struggling. Now, my problem with fast food has been it's getting expensive. I went to McDonald's once, driving back from California to Nevada. We like to hit the road early after we see family, head back home. So I'm like, you know what? We'll pick breakfast up on the way. We'll stop by McDonald's. A breakfast meal in California, I forget exactly what city it was in, came to $9.59 plus tax, over $10 for a breakfast meal at McDonald's. And whatever happened to the, $1.99 Egg McMuffin? Not happening. So I don't know where Burger King's been going, but if a Burger King burger is starting to be $7, $8, $9 to pay for staff, it's not going to do that well. Walmart has had to close 12 stores across 9 states because of profits. Foot Locker is closing 420 stores across the United States over the next 3 years. They want to try to boost revenue, but Foot Locker, I never thought I would ever see Foot Locker. I also never thought I would see Radio Shack close or Miller's Outpost. These were stores from the 80s that looked too big to fail. Well, if you want to buy your Nikes or your Air Jordans or whatever people are buying right now, they're going to do it online. Now, Chipotle got themselves back in the news. Remember, Chipotle was in the news all the time because there was either a foodborne illness or something happened at Chipotle. Well, Chipotle got back in the news because they got fined. They have to pay a total of $240,000 in salary and back pay to former employees in an Augusta, Maine restaurant because they shuttered the store, allegedly, when the workers tried to unionize. Now, they said they had to close it because they had no staff. I believe both sides. But apparently the labor board went for the workers, which happens, of course, and the settlement payouts are based on pay rates, average hours, and seniority. It's going to range between $5,800 to more than $21,000 to each of the affected employees. And Brandy McNeese, a former Augusta Chipotle employee and lead organizer of the Chipotle United Union, says this isn't just a victory for Chipotle United, it's a win for food service workers across the country. It sends a message to corporations that shutting down a store and blackballing workers didn't work for Chipotle, and it won't work for them either. Now, Chipotle did not admit to wrongdoing as part of the settlement. They denied the allegation that union busting was behind their decision. They said the closure was they couldn't find staff. Now, I'm a little kind of mixed on this because I keep seeing signs up everywhere saying short staff, we had to close early. And so I'm not exactly sure what a company does if they're employees want to unionize and say, we're not going to come to work until you pay us more. If there's nobody in the store, you have to close it down. So I'm a little confused, because for some of you guys that own franchises or own stores, what do? So you don't get in trouble and you don't get fined. I don't know. And again, I hate this damned if you do, damned if you don't. But they said the National Labor Relations Board, Overseas Labor Relations, filed a complaint allegedly that the closing was an effort to defeat the union organizing. So they settled the case. Chipotle said, we settled the case, but we didn't do anything wrong. So I'm not sure how this works, but I am seeing a lot of places struggle, and they're struggling to find staff. And I get why people unionize. I get that. You know, if there's an opportunity to have better hours, better pay, why not? But if people don't want to come into work and a company can't be open, and you can't, you know, one thing I've noticed as a business owner is if you only have one or two people wanting to work and you need at least 10 to make that place safe and functioning, you can't open. And I've had to close a couple of my hair salons if we had no staff that day or that week. That's just what you have to do. So there's got to be a way where businesses, you know, and employees can make this work. But unfortunately, we're going to be in for some pain. So if we're being told that a recession in 2023 is now inevitable, I thought we're in a recession, but I guess people still aren't calling it a recession. They say layoffs in tech and finance are spreading to other sectors. According to Yahoo Finance, that the recession that was forecasted to begin in the second half of 2023 is coming into fruition. Inflation is increasing at its fastest pace. Fed had to do spikes in interest rates. Then we had the bank debacle. We're worried that the banks are on very shaky ground. And many of the big companies who we thought would be fine and have money, every time I go to Disneyland, I mean, you see Disney just park entrance to park exit full of people. Although that's really not a good analogy, because you can't just leave anywhere in Disneyland. You have to go back to the front to leave. You can't just leave anywhere. It's kind of you're kind of a captive audience. Yeah, but even Disney is laying off. Apparently, they're going to start with their metaverse. They're going to fire about 7,000 employees. And then there's a memo that's where the layoffs are going to happen in rounds. So, you know, hopefully that's not any of you guys. Hang in there. 1-877-DOC-BELLY. No boy.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.